Recent incidents of killings in the name of superstition show the dark side of India's progressive society. And all is being done in the name of bringing peace, harmony and prosperity to those involved. When all efforts fail to keep hope alive and living on a steady keel, then a large number of people in India still turn to black magic and superstitious practices for quick fix solutions. The so-called curators, known as Tantra or Baba, occult or black magic practitioners, claim to be able to resolve issues of marital discord or health and financial problems. Not only do the poor or uneducated fall victim to their claims, but the educated and the elite of society do as well. Earlier this week, in one of the cities of West Bengal, a beheaded body of a local Ayurveda doctor was found near a temple. His head was found near a crematorium with some flowers, incense sticks and blood. This made the foul play of black magic very clear, local police said. Similarly, a few months ago, in the southern city of Hyderabad, police detained 14 alleged black magic practitioners accused of cheating people. They had distinguished clientele including politicians, sports personalities, students and housewives. Another incident reported in a remote village of the western state of Maharashtra last year was about the arrest of a childless couple for allegedly killing 5 young boys as a self-proclaimed sage told them it would help the women to conceive. These gruesome cases, the authorities say, suggest that fraudulent and exploitative practices are being performed extensively across the world. So many people get caught in the middle of false beliefs, blind faith and superstitious practices. Indians are already availing themselves of astrology, palm healing, numerology, tea leaf prophecies and such. And black magic only makes things worse. The ability to reason ceases when problems surround us, and the practitioners take advantage of that opportunity. Though education plays a crucial role in eradicating such practices, the widespread use of black magic also needs to be dealt with some form of a legal standpoint. There is a thin line between faith and superstition that needs to be defined in law, as these practices and rituals performed in the name of God may be an expression of faith to some.